courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Bada bing, bada boom. Here at Rosie on the house. Who was that?
Toby Keith.
Toby Keith.
Toby Keith.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Hey, I really enjoyed our staff's visit to the state capitol building this last week. Jennifer, you set that up?
I did. It was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Well, we got a tour of the capitol building, which we've been given before when we broadcast down there. But do they make this tour available to the public?
Yeah, you would just call down there and that you can schedule one or join in on one.
A lot of great history about Arizona. Like, do you know we're the only state ever in the United States of America that have had four female governors?
I do now because I was at the tour.
Hey, can you name them?
I can now because I was at the tour.
We all had to Google number four.
I got stuck. I did. I got stuck.
The second one I had a hard time with. Rose Mofford, very easy.
Yeah.
Napolitano and then Jan Brewer, that was easy. It was the one before Napolitano that replaced Fife Symington, Jane D. Hole, was the one that I forgot. And we're the only state in the union that has had not only two, but three consecutive female governors. There hasn't been a state that's had two consecutive female governors. We've had three. Jane D. Hole,
Janet Napolitano.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then Jan Brewer.
We learned a lot of interesting things. I didn't know that the statue on top of the Copper Dome, which is called Winged Victory, I knew that. But I didn't know it was a weather vane. And then it spun.
Or that cowboys used to shoot at it. That was fun.
That's hilarious that in the 50s they went up to remodel it and they found bullet holes in her wings. Cowboys used to try and make her spin.
Can you imagine that conversation? I bet you can't. I bet I can. I bet you can't. Watch this.
And the way her wings are set, it makes her look to the southwest a lot. So that means as you're walking up to the building, you're constantly looking at her backside. And so I guess the legislature sometime back in the 20s or 30s got tired of looking at her backside and bolted her in the position to stay facing forward.
And we were actually in the Arizona Capitol Museum.
Well, it was the original Capitol building, and it's now
four floors.
The Arizona Capitol Museum, which does connect to the existing Capitol Tower, which we walked in and saw the Christmas tree that they have from Overgard. Mm-hmm. Nice big Bruce
Loose tree. Bruce?
Yeah.
I think, or was it a, what type of tree?
I'm sorry, I did not know.
I think it was
a big tree.
Yeah.
I want to say Douglas fir, but.
Yeah. No, yeah.
It was a Douglas fir.
Yeah.
Heber Overgard.
To find out where to make reservations for a tour, azlibrary.gov kind of gives you a
If you've never taken that tour, anyone who has never, ever even set foot in it, you got to do it.
Now, I doubt they would get the treatment we got because we even had Governor Hunt.
That's true.
You know, we had Governor Hunt come out and visit with us. And not everybody's going to get that, right?
That's right.
No, they won't.
He was spooky real looking.
I thought it was really him when they wheeled him out.
I know. I thought, who is this? The first governor of Arizona.
See what they've done with preservatives?
Man, oh man. But it was a great trip, and I can tell you, a civics group, a homeschool group, a family group, get online and go down and take that tour. It's well worth the tour. Arizona State Capitol Museum Building.
Make sure you take the time to stroll the Wesley Bowling Plaza after that. They have a great dedication to all the servicemen and women, whether it's military, police, fire, Coast Guard, every type of first responder. They've got a memorial for everyone. They've got a great statue of a code talker. They've got, I even took a picture of Well, I can't say it now that I remember it, because we're using it for January's trivia, because our Arizona staycation goes to Phoenix. And everyone's like, why Phoenix? Well, this is actually a request from our Northern Arizona affiliates. We were in Flagstaff, and Clay's like, Roma, you guys do this staycation, and you always send people up to the mountains for skiing for the winter. He's like, all of us in the mountain come down to the valley in the summer to get away from the snow. Why don't you guys ever do a staycation for us and let us come down and give a chance for somebody cold, tired of the cold, to come down to the warmth? So January, we are going to Phoenix. But there's some great trivia that came out of that Wesley Bowlen Plaza that will be featured in January staycation here at Rosie on the House. Next hour, our open home hour, anything you, the Arizona homeowner, want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions 411-923 or email info at rosieonthehouse.com.